Nation. Imagine that. Imagine that. Oh, that's what we're talking about today. This is a new theme this month in May for Centers for Spiritual Living, and it's spirituality through creativity. And the quote is, "We allow the ongoing activity of spirit into our hearts, minds, and activities to bring forth new forms and expression to inspire and guide." Imagine that. Ernest Holmes says, "Intelligence is the ultimate creative agency in the universe," and it is. Just think about all of the magnificent poets, songwriters, authors, creators of dance. It's like, remember what George Balanchine answered when he was asked, you know, the famous ballet? He was asked, how is it that you create all those steps? And he said, "Well, I don't create them. God creates them. I just rearrange them." So we have this intensely beautiful, wonderful, creative opportunity that flows in through us all the time. It is our creative intelligence, and it must have the fire and the passion of our imagination to bring beautiful things into our lives and into the world. We are the people who can bring these beautiful new things into the world. Jonathan Swift, remember Gulliver's Travels? That was a lot of imagination, wasn't it? Gulliver's Travels and all the Lilliputians tied up this big giant guy. Well, Jonathan Swift said he knew that vision is the art of seeing the invisible. The art of seeing the invisible. A clear, desirable, impelling vision is filled with far greater possibility than what may be found in any current circumstance. I'm going to say that again. A clear, desirable, impelling vision is filled with far greater possibility than what may be found in any current circumstance. It is the intelligent use of creative imagination that opens every door to greater health, expanding wealth, richer relationships, and authentic life purpose. Now that part, Jonathan Swift didn't say, I said it. And I meant it. Because this is what opens the doors. It's this willingness to open to the infinite that invites the flow of this intuitive knowing. We think we figure things out with our wonderful brains. You all have wonderful brains, and our brains are constantly getting smarter all the time because those cells love feeling, knowing, and experiencing the positive vibes that we feed them. When we spend too much time in negativity and in fear and in doubt, the brain cells aren't having so much fun. We want to light up those cells. We want to light up our imagination by bringing that creative, intelligent activity to us so that when we formulate the idea in mind, whether it's something wonderful for ourselves, greater health, more loving relationships, more beautiful creative expression in our work and in our play, wonderful expression of prosperity in every area of our lives, when we are aligning ourselves with that infinite creative intelligence and firing it up with the passion of our imagination, we're doing what we came here to do. Because those are the two tools, the two gifts that we were given. That infinite intelligent activity where we do get to choose, we do get to decide, but not until we have listened to spirit within us that has created a new mental equivalent, a new beautiful spiritual prototype that we're going to bring into our own personal lives, no matter the appearance, no matter the condition. Does anybody here ever have conditions? I've had some too. What a coinkadink. We have the opportunity to look at that condition. I love it when people come to me for spiritual mind treatment. I want to know, what is the earth picture? In other words, tell me the story, but just for a little while. Tell me the story that you're experiencing right now, and then let's create a new one. We're all about creating a new story of our lives. We're all about creating a new vision for humanity. We certainly are all about that here in this beloved community when indeed we're living, loving, learning spirituality that works. Isn't that awesome? Because we know that we have a beautiful law of mind that responds to our belief. We have a divine presence, spirit itself, adoring its creation, bringing us into being out of its very life. There's only one life. It's the life of God. That life is good. That life is perfect. That life is your life and my life. Now, there isn't any other. There's one life. Now, there's different ways that people use, have used, and will continue to use their intellect and their creative imagination. Some for beautiful, beautiful expressions of life. Others for not so good. We've got it all because we have free will. We're able to use our beautiful creative imagination any way we wish. Anyone ever stayed up late at night worrying about things, like a teenage son or something, and they're not home yet? That's using your creative imagination in a different way. That's not helpful to you, to him, to your relationship, or to anyone else. But using it in a positive way is what we're here to do, in a creative way. And that does mean doing what Jesus told us to do and to see beyond the appearance. To judge righteous judgment, the right use of our judgment. Now, judgment spiritualized becomes discernment. You know, we say, don't judge, don't be critical, but use your creative, intelligent activity in your own mind and heart to discern what is right and appropriate for you, for the loved ones in your life, and for the world itself. Because we see these conditions. We see the circumstances, and we could become depressed. Must I say it? Is it okay to say that? Anyone here ever feel depressed, pressed down, because the conditions seem to be on top of us instead of we being on top of the conditions? And the opposite of depression is expression. And you know, if you're feeling kind of low and you're feeling kind of sad, if you just start singing, you're going to get out of it. If you can't sing, you really go better see somebody. But if you can, you get out of it, right? If you can't, let's do some work. So we have this beautiful intuitive knowing. We have the ability to increase our opportunities for living more fully and more freely. No one here, no one in the world was ever created to be limited. If we experience limitation, then that tells us that the earth picture going on right now, it tells us we want to bring the heaven picture of absolute freedom and joy in aliveness. And there is not one person on this planet who can't do that, no matter how the circumstances may look. Because it takes a change of consciousness. It takes often somebody else coming to that person and saying, look, there's another way. Let's love together. Let's open our hearts together to each other and find another way so that we can move out of this temporary condition. And every condition in the world is temporary. You see, forms come and go. That's the nature of forms. Conditions come and go, and the only thing that keeps them in place is our focus upon them and often our fear of them. When we feel a lot of fear about something, we tend to keep it in place, which is why it's only intelligent of us to use our creative intelligence to bring about a different possibility, a different picture. We want this creative intelligence to move peacefully and powerfully through us, and that's its divine intention. The only thing that stops the creative intelligence or the creative process itself from moving through each of us and all of us is, as you know, an emotional conflict or a mental block. That's why we do the work we do, and that's why we help each other to do it. So we can look to see what's been hanging out in my subconscious mind for all these years that seems to be preventing me from living fully and freely. That's why we have practitioners, and that's why we have each other. We have prayer partners in our classes to work with each other, to open up our hearts and our minds to find another way to live, another way to express the way that the infinite mind intended us to, because each one of us is the instrument through which spirit expresses. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Lord, make me an instrument of thy joy. Make me an instrument of thy creativity. Make me an instrument of thy love. This divine presence within us all desires to express through us. Somebody once said to me, you know, I'm just here to give God a good time. Do you love it? Don't you feel that way sometimes? That the divine spirit wants so much to have a wonderful time by means of you that we have no business keeping it from doing that. Yeah, but if you only knew, that's called arguing for your limitations. Please don't argue for your limitations. But I've had this for say, but my husband, but my wife. Don't argue for your limitations. God is bigger than that. Don't we know that by now? God is bigger than any of it. So this divine intelligence, this creative imagination, wants to flow through you and me as the instruments of divine life itself. You know, this two or more consciousness, it's a real thing. When it's activated, then each spiritual community, like this one, becomes empowered to co-create what? A world that works for all. A world that works for all. See, we're always imagining something. And this is what Christian D. Larson told us. He was one of the pioneers in New Thought. Ernest Holmes read Christian Larson, knew him. We're always imagining something. It is practically impossible to be awake without imagining something. It happens when you're sleeping, too, I've noticed. I really have some wild dreams sometimes. I'll tell you about them another time. Then why not, he says, why not imagine something at all times that will inspire the powers within us to do greater and greater things? Why not? Why not? There's every reason for us to use this beautiful creative imagination to go far beyond anything we ever thought of. This evening, and I hope many of you will be able to join us, this evening at 6:30, there'll be a gathering at the Fraser Mennonite Church, and it's called Praying for Peace with Justice, and it's our mainline ministerium. That's a group of clergy who meets together every month and discusses wonderful things, and our wonderful pastor Brenda from the Mennonite Church is hosting it. And so Reverend Mike and I will be participating. We're each going to do a reading from, guess who? Ernest Holmes. And I'm tempted to read as well. Probably won't do it. But I'm tempted to read from Robert Fulghum. Fulghum. Say it right. Remember, he's the one who wrote All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten? Well, this is his idea. Maybe we should develop a crayon bomb as our next secret weapon. A happiness welcome weapon, a beauty bomb. And every time a crisis developed, we would launch one. It would explode high in the air, explode softly. It would explode and send thousands, millions of little parachutes into the air, floating down to earth, boxes of crayons, Crayolas, and we wouldn't go cheap either. Not little boxes of 8, boxes of 64 with the sharpener built right in, with silver and gold and copper, magenta and peach and lime, amber and umber and all the rest. And people would smile and get a little funny look on their faces and cover the world with imagination. That's the kind of peace I'd like to see. That's the kind of peace I'd like to wage. Doesn't that sound delightful? What imagination! I totally love this. You know, Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. I love that. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. And until we're willing and able and ready to allow this imagineering to take place, I think that's something that St. Walt Disney said, right, about imagineering. He also said, you know, if you really want to be successful at what you're doing, do it so well that everybody wants to come and see you do it again. What in your life do you do so well that you know other people are going to want to see you do it again or create it again or share it again or bake it again or whatever is your passion that you fill with this great creative imagination? Because you see, we've been doing too much of imagining that and imagining that, and we need to stop that. Because it's time for us to imagine a world that truly does work for all. Imagine being able to uplift our own consciousness to the point that when we walk into a room, other people are going to go, oh, I feel a lot better now. Rather than, oh, him again. Don't you want to be the one that walks into the room and people go, oh, thank God you're here. I feel much better now. We have the ability to touch people in that way. We have the ability to make a creative difference. The power and the passion of imagination in our personal lives is without limit. It's time for us really to understand that. Whether it is greater health, a sense of wholeness in our physical, emotional, and mental lives, a sense of wholeness and a sense of joy in our abundance and in our relationships and in our creative expression. Our Mari is going to be going to Ethiopia soon. She was wise enough to choose parents who raised her right here in this beloved center. She was smart enough to get the right people. And they were wise enough to bring her up into this teaching, having a wonderful education, Waldorf schools, etc. The work she's doing in the world right now is amazing. And she's going to Ethiopia with the Peace Corps. Imagine that! Did you imagine that when you were four? No, but she imagined that she could do anything. And in fact, Dr. Seuss says it well.
Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places, you're off and away. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose.
Imagine that. Now imagine something that still may be up on your shelf somewhere. You know, there are people who put their best china up on the shelf and they never use it. I'm not in favor of that. If you have something wonderful, please take it down and use it. Share it with your friends. Oh, I touched a chord. It's wonderful. Put it into circulation. You have divine ideas about yourself that you've carried with you all your life. Some of them you have actually brought into the world and made it a better place. Some of them are still waiting. We're still waiting for you to bring those things down off the shelf of your mind and use your creative imagination and your great intellect to come together. You have a will and you have an imagination. The will simply sets, like a steering wheel, it sets you into motion. You know what direction you're going, but it's the imagination that gives the power and the passion and fires us up in order to fulfill our dreams that we've put on the shelf. Let's take them down. Let's fill them with that joy and with that love and with that gratitude. The power and the passion of imagination for our world. We are imagining a world that's fair, a world that's equitable, a world that gives everybody the choices and the opportunities that everybody deserves. That's one of the things our Mari is doing. We have the ability to do this. We have to rise above hoi polloi's fascination with the conditions. Hoi polloi, that's my only Greek phrase for you today. Just means, oh, those ordinary folks. The people who have their televisions on 24 hours a day, they're not bad or wrong, but please let's help them out of that. Because that's where our imagination is going. Do we want to create more of that? No. What we want to create is a whole new idea. The divine idea that God has had for us since the beginning. The divine idea of the possibility of you and I being the most magnificent expressions of the living God anybody has imagined. And to see and to feel and delight in the new possibilities for this beautiful world, one that works for everyone. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? Say yes, please.
Yes, please.
And will you say with me, I perceive the infinite invisible. I perceive the infinite invisible.
I perceive the infinite invisible.
Oh, you did it much better than I did. Oh, I was going to tell you something. I just remembered. I have to remember that these are podcasts. Well, thinking about tonight, for those of us who are attending, we've been asked to bring some finger foods to share afterwards and socialize with people from all the different denominations and churches and synagogues and so forth. And so I got some beautiful, I didn't have time to bake, but I got some beautiful brownies from Kimberton Whole Foods. And then I decided last night, oh, I bought all these extra eggs that are so beautiful. They're organic, they're free range, and I'd love to share those. And so I made deviled eggs last night, and I'm taking those this evening too. And suddenly I thought, they're just getting to know us. And what do we bring for finger food? Deviled eggs. Do you think it's okay? Okay, good. I perceive the infinite invisible.
I perceive the infinite invisible.
I invite a mighty vision of my life.
I invite a mighty vision of my life.
And of the world.
And of the world.
I am led forward into great joy.
I am led forward into great joy.
Confidence.
Confidence.
And success.
And success.
Congratulations. And so, my beloved, our beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Yeah. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.